Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hey, Julia here. If you'd like to grow your agency with a new free traffic source, we've put together a free resource for you called the Agency Traffic Blueprint, which outlines how you can acquire free organic traffic for your agency's website using Powered by Marketing. You can get that at getrubyrobin.com/blueprint or check the description of this episode for the link.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin. My guest today is Crystal Ware, who serves as Managing Director at Location 3, which is the digital agency that delivers enterprise strategy with local activation. Location 3 is based in Denver, Colorado, and they specialize in partnering with multi-unit brands and franchise systems to scale their local marketing programs for revenue growth. So thank you so much for joining us today, Crystal.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you with us. So let's dive into a couple questions so our listeners can get to know you a little bit. So what is your why that really helps fuel your motivation?
Oh man, I am super nerdy when it comes to all things marketing. And so it's really amazing working with really talented people, digging into data. I get really nerdy when I get to sit in on strategic planning sessions, when I get to see the direct results of our efforts turning into better business for our clients. I love the client relationships. So this industry just fuels me. It fuels my passion.
Yeah, you just love helping other business owners and seeing the results that your marketing efforts are able to give them.
Absolutely.
Very cool. So how did you get into digital marketing?
Oh man, am I allowed to say I just fell into it?
Totally. That is I think how most digital marketers have got into it because it really hasn't been around that long.
Exactly. I was actually working in PR and I moved to Denver during the recession of 08 and I took an interview, started taking interviews in entry-level marketing positions, and I landed myself in SEO, in a job doing link building, outreach, and SEO optimization. And so my start is on the organic side. I have a special place in my heart for content and things like that. Over the years, I've worked across all aspects of digital marketing, grown through the ranks, but I still come back to SEO. I still love those engagements.
Very cool. That's awesome. And then so tell us about Location 3 and a little bit of the history of the agency.
Yeah, so we were founded by our founder and chairman, Andrew Beckman, back in 1999. He had this brilliant idea that the internet was going to be something. He was working for, back then it was DoubleClick. I believe it was still called DoubleClick back then. Mm-hmm. But Google wasn't even around. And he said, I think this is going to be big. And he started going into small business owners saying, you should really be advertising on the internet. And they ended up doing like cold call sales to mom and pop shops. And that's ultimately what fueled the name Location 3. It's an homage to location, location, location. And so his grand idea was that eventually where you are located on the internet is actually going to be really important. And that is how we evolved into our niche, servicing franchise and multi-unit businesses.
Okay. Very cool. It's so interesting. So, how do you guys really set yourselves apart from other agencies?
Yeah, so our niche and specialization in franchise systems is really unique. I like to say that if you've been doing digital marketing for a few years, even walking into our agency, it's going to be very different because the size and scalability of everything we have to execute is totally different. You're not running a few campaigns. You're running a few campaigns times 4,000 locations. Right. And to be able to understand what's going on in the world, to be able to do the right sorts of analysis of data sets to inform decision making, and just manage all of it is a pretty big undertaking.
Absolutely.
Franchise systems also have unique challenges of their own. They have 4,000 business owners, and those business owners are small business owners. They run their business every day as their livelihood. Mm-hmm. Their success means that they can send their kids to college or send their kids to camp. And it's really gratifying in that sense, but it is very different because the relationships that we have to have is everything from a small business owner up to a CMO.
Okay. So do you work with the franchisee itself, themselves, or do you guys work with the franchises at like the higher level?
Both. And I think that's what one of the things that does make us really unique. We have relationships at all levels within the organization, from CMO, VPs of marketing, directors of marketing, that are fueling a brand strategy for the franchisor.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also have teams dedicated to talking to franchisees, business owners, and mm-hmm. helping them understand what is digital marketing and how is it impacting their business. A lot of these small business owners are very used to tangible things, direct mail, things that they could touch and see, and they know that something, they are paying for something. And so a lot of our time is spent educating business owners about the importance of digital and helping them understand what advertising on the internet really does mean.
Okay, interesting. And like, do you do like, because there'd be so many different business owners, you do like webinars and that sort of thing so that you can be educating them, you know, in the masses?
Yes, exactly. We have everything from webinars, mass email communications. We do events where we pull business owners together, all the way down to individual conversations. So it is a mix of individual attention for those who seek it, as well as kind of mass education events or mass performance reviews and things like that on a less frequent basis.
Okay. Interesting. Very cool. So I'd love to talk a little bit about sales with you. So how do you guys bring in, you know, more franchises and more leads into your agency so that you can be growing?
Absolutely. Our sales team is really dedicated to starting at the business's brand level. What are their business challenges and how can marketing help solve them?
Mm-hmm.
We are a performance-driven business, so we need to make sure that everything that we're doing, all the dollars that we're spending, is impacting that bottom line in some form or fashion. So that is kind of how we sell our services. Mm-hmm. It is very strategic and planned, as well as well executed and organized
mm-hmm.
At both the brand level, national, as well as, you know, within these three zip codes. Tactically speaking, COVID did a number on in-person events, right? But
yes.
In-person events are so valuable, and we find a lot of new business activity comes from relationship building,
mm-hmm.
Getting to know these people, doing events, especially educational events. We like to partner with our vendor partners to host these educational seminars that allow people to see what it is we do and why it's so important and how we can help them reach customers.
Okay, so you guys will host your own events by partnering
yes.
up. Okay, very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we like to make them exclusive and all of that fun stuff, but yep. It's really a way for people to not just hear from us. You know, we pride ourselves on being experts in digital marketing, but we also partner with other experts that work in this space. And so sometimes it's really nice for other people to validate our thinking, mm-hmm. validate us as a partner. That really goes a long way.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. So, are there any other, you know, sales strategies that you guys have encountered along the way that you think have been really beneficial and helpful to your growth?
Obviously, making sure we're talking to the right folks at the right time. Our engagements are really important. Our lead nurturing is really important. Mm. These sales cycles are incredibly long. I mean, we're looking at people making a significant investment, not just in money, but if they already have a digital partner in place, it takes a lot of time and money and resources to transition partners. So we have to spend a lot of time establishing that relationship and building trust. Mm-hmm. It's not just about our skills, but it's also about how we're going to act as a partner. Are we going to be there with them through thick and thin? Are we going to help them build their business the way that they want it built? So those things are really important. And we try to, it's hard to get time with these CMOs. And so our lead nurturing efforts are there to put content in front of them at various times throughout the year. This, again, it's a very long buying cycle. So that messaging and that content is really important to getting the first conversation, keeping that conversation warm all the way through the 12th or 15th conversation that mm-hmm. we're having with them.
Yeah. Okay. And then is there any way that you can, you know, if a prospect is dragging their feet, that you can help speed up the buying process at all?
That's a great question. Right. Everybody likes a deal. Deals and negotiations can work in those instances. If we can speed up this process, there's discounts, there's promotional efforts. Because we're niche in the franchise space, we also talk about promotions that can support their franchisees. That's really important because if a franchisee could get, you know, say a month of free advertising to kickstart the program, that's incredibly valuable to them.
Oh yeah.
That budget can be put back into staffing, materials, machinery, whatever that might be needed. Mm-hmm. So we're not above, promotions and things like that to help move prospects further along and faster through that buying cycle. Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty powerful when you're able to create, you know, scarcity and urgency when it comes to closing potential prospects.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So what have been some of the biggest challenges that Location 3 has had to overcome as the agency has grown?
Absolutely. One of the first big changes happened 5-6 years ago when we really decided to own the franchising space. At that time, we had an eclectic mix of clients, and we decided that to be the best, most successful version of ourselves we could be, let's find this niche. Let's own it. We've already dabbled in it and we know we can excel. So what do we need to do to make a name for ourselves in the franchising space? Mm-hmm. And so it took a leap of faith and we started pretty aggressive marketing efforts. We really started to refine the types of service offerings we would offer, how we would resource accounts, how we would manage accounts, how we would build relationships at all levels within the organization. Up until that point, we had never talked to a small business owner before. Mm-hmm. Those were all things that we had to figure out along the way. I will say, you know, change is really hard, but Location 3 has always embraced change as a way to move forward, where we really take our challenges and take our mistakes, own them, learn from them, and figure out what we're going to do better next time. Mm-hmm. One of the mantras that our CEO regularly references is, the answer to a question should never be, that's the way we've always done it. We always want to make sure that we're evolving, mm-hmm. Even though it may be painful. One of the more recent challenges that I think everyone is dealing with is the retention issues. And also, you know, pre-COVID, we were not a fully remote workforce, and we since made the change to become a fully remote workforce. Mm-hmm. So there's also, how do you maintain the culture that we had really thrived on in a remote setting now? So we've done a lot of work over the last couple of years to evaluate our benefits offerings, mm-hmm. to evaluate how we connect people, and how we sort of maintain that close-knit family feel that we had been known for. I wish I could say that we figured it all out.
It's always a work in progress.
Right, you know, but we've done a number of things. We've created committees that bring small regional groups together to forge relationships and friendships. And our benefits packages are always evolving, but we've kind of taken ownership over, you know, flexible work schedules and really generous PTO policies and things like that to not only to support people, but it's a matter of leading our people with support, mental health support, burnout support, all of those types of things. Mm-hmm. And also that's how we help with retention as much as we possibly can, by offering all of those things.
Okay. Interesting. So do you have any productivity hacks to help you save time, to help, you know, both you yourself to save time and then also your team?
Yeah. That's a great question. So we recently rolled out a productivity guide. It's sort of a toolbox of sorts to help people figure out different ways that they can more effectively manage their time, mm-hmm. And really focus on the things that drive productivity. We don't want people to just be busy. And so our CEO and our leadership team has really embraced the idea of time boxing. Mm-hmm. And making sure that you have the right amount of time set aside to accomplish the things that are important to you for the day. We really encourage time boxing for repetitive work things that need to happen. Mm-hmm. We encourage every person in the company has 9 to 10:30 blocked off for morning productivity time. That is really supposed to be focused on setting your daily to-do list and tackling a big project, mm-hmm. rather than getting caught up in meetings and emails and all those other things that can be time sucks.
Yeah. I mean, most people are so much more productive first thing in the morning as well. That's when you're most energized. And I find definitely myself, if I have meetings first thing in the morning, I feel like sometimes I can feel a little bit like mentally drained after them. Whereas if I was tackling a task where it was, you know, I really need to be on the ball and using a different set of skills, that would be most beneficial for my use of time.
Yeah, I totally agree. We try to set aside the afternoons for our meetings, especially external meetings, because they can be really draining. Mentally. We also try to initiate what we call cascading huddles. So the huddles with teams that happen throughout the day so that information can be laddered up appropriately.
Okay.
I think that's really helpful, especially from a leadership perspective. I am able to ensure that all of my teams have had huddles with their teams, mm-hmm. so that by the time I huddle with them for the day to set our goals for the week, they have a clear understanding of all of the things that are happening across the agency.
Okay, interesting. So has there been any specific, you know, systems or software that have been critical for helping streamline your operations?
Yeah, absolutely. People may shun us for this, but we have really embraced these Microsoft products going remote. so we collaborate a lot on Microsoft Teams, and we really leverage Microsoft SharePoint systems. There's a ton of tools and integrations that happen that have made our lives a little bit easier. All of our processes and documentations are happening on SharePoint and in Planner. Our to-do lists are happening in Planner or Tasks. I think the biggest takeaway for us is that it needs to be a cohesive system. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we tried Zoom and we've tried Slack and we've tried a number of other things, but when they don't talk to each other, it makes it more difficult to maintain the systems, and there tends to be breakdown.
Yeah.
So that's why we've kind of tried to embrace everything that the Microsoft suite has to offer. This sounds like a Microsoft ad. I promise it's not. but yeah, it's more about how can all of these things integrate with one another, talk to one another, and make our lives a little bit easier to manage our day to day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we use the whole Google suite, the G suite, mm-hmm. With Review Robin. And yeah, it just makes everything so easy. They all just integrate with one another. And it just makes everything so easy.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So where do you see location 3 in 5 years' time?
That is a wonderful question. We've actually been asking ourselves that It comes up a lot. I think we do a really good job with trying to see where we need to go, and try to get ahead of the evolution that needs to happen to make sure we stay competitive. Mm-hmm. And the space in digital marketing is changing so much, right? Cookieless futures and the metaverse and all of these things, this huge push for consumer privacy, which I'm personally an advocate of. It needs to be handled properly. All of those things means that digital marketing is going to change. How we reach customers is going to change. Mm-hmm. And in order to do marketing well, in order to execute it at the same level that we are now, data science and data analysis and first party data needs to be at the forefront of all of our strategic thinking. So we see our agency moving pretty swiftly into like lots of data science, lots of data analysis. We're looking at investing in more data analysts that to join our company, so that we can stay at the forefront of all of these things. Mm-hmm. We're not moving away from franchise systems. Franchising is a tremendous opportunity and has amazing forecasted growth over the next 5 to 10 years. And we want to make sure that we can continue to service it at the highest level possible, given all the changes in the industry.
Okay. Interesting. That's very exciting. So do you have any, you know, final thoughts or words of wisdom that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Embrace change. Please, you know, that learning from your mistakes and embracing change can be really difficult, but it can really propel your career and it can propel your business.
Yep.
I would also say take care of your people. Without your people, you don't have an agency.
Yes.
And you can't service your clients. And so I don't remember who originally said it, but, you know, the saying goes, if you take care of your people, they will take care of your business. And I really do believe in that.
Yes, I do too.
So make sure your people are at the center of your thinking, of your business planning and things like that.
Okay, perfect. So we are getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but first we have the Fast Five, which are five rapid fire questions. So first question, what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
So I'm going to go with Grit by Angela Duckworth. I love this idea that anyone can excel at anything if you have enough passion and determination to achieve it. It really speaks to my own career. So much of what I know, I've learned because I tried it. I made a lot of mistakes. I went back to the drawing board and I just kept going.
Yeah.
So I really like the message that that book offers.
That's awesome. And what does your morning routine look like?
Yes. So pre-COVID, like I mentioned, we were not a remote company. So when we went remote, I lost 40 minutes of like ramping up for the day and decompressing from the day. So I have been making a lot of effort to rebuild a morning routine that builds those things in. So first I drop my daughter off at daycare, number one. And then a few things that I do, I make sure I have a healthy breakfast. I choose to meditate for at least 5 minutes to set my mindset for the day.
Yeah.
I write down my daily intentions. And for me, that's become really important. Sometimes as far as I get is my to-do list. But a lot of times if I know I have a difficult meeting or something ahead, mm-hmm. I can set my intentions for how I want to be in that meeting or in that conversation. And that's been a really big game changer for me.
Oh, that's really interesting. So you meditate for 5 minutes every day and you've noticed really positive benefits from it.
I have. We actually invested in Headspace for Work for our company because
okay.
we think there's a lot of value in being able to, you know, kind of take some time for yourself, reset everything and then carry on.
Absolutely. So is that something that your team does at the same time every day or it's just encouraged?
It's encouraged. We're actually running a challenge right now. We're trying to encourage participation and activity with the app because we do believe that meditation can be something that helps our staff. So we're running a little bit of a challenge. The more often you do it, there's going to be prizes at the end and some recognition and things like that.
Okay. Very good. That's awesome. Is there a CEO that you follow or study?
There's plenty. There's a lot of people that are much smarter than I am. But I'll highlight Sarah Blakely. She's mm-hmm. the CEO of Spanx. I just found out about her, so to speak. She's self-made. She's a woman. But I really love that she is herself. She is unapologetically herself, and that really comes out. And she appears to genuinely care about her staff and the people that she works for and the people that she supports. Mm-hmm. And that really resonated with me. I want to be her when I grow up. Yeah,
I know she's super inspiring. And, actually a lot of guests mentioned her, a lot of female guests mentioned her on the podcast. And she's definitely a huge inspiration to other entrepreneurs, I think.
Yes, I agree.
Yes. So what is your favorite online tool?
So I don't know that I have one, to be honest. I kind of had to rack my brain around this. But so for me personally, I did mention for the company, we really embrace that Microsoft suite of projects, but I think Asana is a really amazing project management tool. It's free. So if you're just starting out and you're needing to figure things out, I think that's really amazing. I actually use Slack quite a bit personally. Mm-hmm. I have some smaller groups that were on Facebook and we've migrated them to Slack. And I think that's actually really helped to get away from some of the noise that happens on Facebook.
Less distracting.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. And we use Asana as well. And it's an incredible free tool.
It is. It really is.
So powerful. And so last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
That it is perfectly acceptable to make mistakes and get things wrong. And that it's actually, it might even be more important than getting things right. I wish I had known. I can think of big mistakes that I've made in my career that have really felt overwhelming, but what I learned from them was monumental. Even the process of learning to be okay with failure has been quite the process, but so enlightening and so rewarding. And so I would love to see the concept of failure reframed as something that is actually necessary to advancing your business or advancing your career. It can actually be a really good thing.
Yeah. And I think it can hold a lot of people back having that fear of failure as well. And they get really tied up with trying to be, you know, a perfectionist when, you know, at the end of the day, you gotta move forward and things don't have to be 100% perfect. You have to, like, don't get me wrong, you have to take a lot of pride in your work, but you know, you've got to have that growth at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Crystal. It was a pleasure to have you on the podcast and I really enjoyed chatting with you.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you so much. This was really fun. I appreciate you having me.
Definitely.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast and we'll see you next time.